Armed men rob guests outside Delaware Park Casino. Stolen car recovered in Wilmington. Two armed men threatened patrons in the Delaware Park Casino parking lot and fled in a stolen vehicle that police later found in Wilmington. Armed confrontation leaves three victims. Local reports say the incident unfolded outside Delaware Park Casino in Wilmington, Delaware, when two armed men approached casino patrons as they returned to their cars. The assailants, who emerged from a dark vehicle, demanded money from two guests and took cash before driving off. The victims called 911 shortly afterward. According to those reports, a separate patron was confronted later and assaulted. He was struck in the head, had his keys taken, and watched as the attackers fled in his vehicle. Wilmington police recovered the car later the same day, abandoned within the city, but investigators said the suspects remained at large at the time of the report. Authorities described three victims in total and have urged anyone with information to contact local law enforcement. The casino, which is part of the broader Delaware Park complex in Newcastle County, did not immediately release an on-the-record statement. Metropolitan area casinos have increasingly been reviewing parking lot safety measures after similar incidents in other states, and this episode has drawn fresh attention to guest security outside gaming floors. Security concerns and industry reaction. Security specialists say parking lot crimes can be harder to deter than incidents inside casino properties because victims are in transit and surveillance coverage can be uneven. A casino security expert who consults for several regional operators commented, "Criminals often exploit the gap between the indoor, highly controlled gaming environment and the more exposed parking areas. Improving lighting, camera coverage, and visible security patrols can reduce opportunistic attacks. But coordination with city police and faster incident reporting are also essential." The attack comes as the gaming industry faces multiple security challenges. Regulators and operators have signaled rising concern about both physical and cyber threats. Last year, the Nevada Gaming Control Board publicly warned casinos to sharpen their defenses against cybercrime following a high-profile data breach at a major operator. That advisory highlighted the growing complexity of security risks that casinos must manage across physical and digital domains. Delaware Park is no stranger to recent investment. The property completed a major outdoor smoking and gaming patio last year, a roughly 10,000-square-foot addition that added about 250 slot machines and brought the casino's total inventory to more than 1,900 machines. The outdoor facility was marketed as climate-controlled to permit year-round play for patrons who smoke. While amenities like these aim to boost guest comfort and revenue, they also expand the perimeter that operators must monitor and secure. Wilmington area law enforcement said the investigation is active. Police have asked anyone who may have dash cam or surveillance footage from the casino vicinity, or who observes suspicious vehicles or individuals, to come forward. If arrests are made, prosecutors could pursue armed robbery and related charges that carry significant penalties under Delaware law. Industry observers say the incident underscores a broader imperative. Casinos and municipal authorities must align to protect patrons, not only on the gaming floor, but in arrival and departure zones. A comprehensive approach that combines technology, training, and community policing is the most effective path forward, the security consultant added. When the public's sense of safety is shaken, operators risk not only immediate losses, but longer-term reputational damage.